spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Lazy Deli, instant noodle, and fruit salad.
To freely download A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GOL.
Hello there. Nice to see you again. And I'm very proud that you are going on with your vegetarian, no problem. Okay, today we have what you can call the most simple meal we will ever so-called cook, okay? Namely, like hotel style. When you're away from home and you are busy, or a very lazy day. So this preparation for me, we call it lazy deli. Okay? If you are in the hotel, I would provide you some knife and fork, spoons, and some plate. Okay. If you worry that people have been eating meat on it, of course, you can purify it. You use half vinegar, half water that you bring with you, a little bottle. You don't have to bring this big bottle, okay? You spray on it. Yeah. Spray it all wet, upside down, inside out, huh? The other side as well, huh? Yeah. And then you just rinse it with water and then dry it, and then you can use it. You see, just spray it all over like that. And rinse with water, dry it, and we'll be fine. Rinse in it. And you recite the holy name. Take it up. Then it's going to be clean as new. We can wipe it with a kitchen towel, the cloth one, or you can use kitchen towel paper. I have both here, but please be frugal because this costs fees. Yeah? Use it only when you have to, sparingly. Okay? Right. Of course, if you're in a hotel, you don't have everything. Then you can use kitchen towel or serviette, yes, to dry your utensils. If you're at home, try to use the cloth one because you can reuse it again and again. You only use it to wipe the clean plate and knife and fork or your kitchen utensils, so it won't get dirty that one use, you see? All right, we're going to start our lazy deli now. You see, we all have days when we don't want to dress up. We just want to stay in pyjama or in the bathrobe, kick the slippers away, reclining on the sofa and munching on something simple or watching the latest news on saving the planet on the Supreme Master television, for example. But nowadays, you know, the media, they really are onto this topic. I've seen many newspapers, television, also on radio, they reported on the climate change and, you know, sympathetically all the news about the solution. Let's hope we all do that together. Then we can save our home. Okay. Now for the lazy day, like the day you don't want to see anybody, want to just stay in the bathrobe. Guess what? I have sympathy with you. There are days also I don't want to do anything much. But I have to. There's not one day I can really rest. But someday I don't really like to dress up at all, okay? So I'm wearing your bathrobe as well, so we're both the same. Yeah? We're lazy today. Now for lazy daily, if you're at home, then it's easy already because you already have everything perhaps. Or just very simple things, whatever you have, you eat. If you're in a hotel, you can demand some bread like this. All kind of beautiful bread. Look, they made it with sunflower seeds here. Made sunflower seed bread. Look at that, how beautiful it looks. And sesame bread. Ah, so nice. Another kind of white sunflower seed. And the simple normal bread. And some kind of with salt on it. It looks so beautiful and appetizing. Don't you think? Yeah, look at all that for you. And very, very nutritious and tasty. Any hotel would provide you this, yeah? They have them for breakfast anyway. And if you want them for lunch, well, you save it. If a good hotel, they have room service, yeah? Or they go and get it for you, okay? Now this is what we need. And we have some simple stuff like cheese, This one is beautiful. I tried it already. It's from the company called Vegusto. V-E-G-U-S-T-O. 100% vegan. Yes, tastes delicious. You know how is it? Some vegan cheese just don't taste so good. But this cheese, very good. And they have another one. Same company. www.vegusto.com. I think it's made in Switzerland. Vegan cheese. This is real, tastes really good. You will want to eat it. I can recommend, I tried. And we have also here, that one from Switzerland, this one from Germany. But it's all bio, they said, 100% vegetarian. And they even say the package is made with environmental friendly material. Wow, can you see that? Nowadays, everybody is really environmentally aware, hey? I'm so happy, yeah. If we all become like that, of course we can continue to stay here on the planet with the children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and so on. Okay, so I have here similar to chicken or geese kind of sliced deli, huh? Okay, and of course we have here salami also, yes. Also 100% vegetarian. They say ohne Fleisch, it means no meat. Wow, bravo this company. But the company name Herrlich, so maybe you can check it out on the website. H-E-I-R-L-E-R. Check it out, where they are from, and you can order from them, hopefully, yeah. If not, you can start your bio shop, you know, vegan shop, and buy all these things and offer it to your co-citizen in your country. We have also some special sauces, completely vegan. There's a sign on it. Also made in, I guess it's from Germany. The name similar to German language is called Vegetarischer Servelat. Sounds good. Sounds exotic. So it should be good. Yeah, it looks like this and it tastes delicious. I even have another kind here that's also completely vegan. And it tastes very good also, but it has no name on it. Sometimes, you know, in the health food store, they sell things and they made it themselves. Small health food store, they don't put any name on it. And they are vegan themselves, so you can trust them. Now, if you're in a hotel, of course, then it's a different situation. First, before you go on your journey, just grab some of this, you know, simple one. Cheese, if you have any kind of cheese, you grab this. Grab some tofu or, you know, sausages and put in your luggage. And wrap them first in a plastic bag in case they bust and, you know, stain your clothes. But it won't last forever if you have a long journey. So this is just for emergency when you first landed. And you don't know if your hotel have any vegetarian menu or not. See, after you settle in 1 or 2 days, you can ask them where is the health food store or bio shop. Then you will find the thing that you like. Also grab one of the instant noodle or those packet soup. This one even say no fry and no glutamate. Yeah? So look for those. You know, real vegan and delicious. These are for emergency. Even at home we can use this. You know, it's very healthy when it's no glutamate and no fry, no preservative. There are companies who make like that. It's okay to take some on the travel. All you need is just a bowl of hot water. Just tear it, put in a bowl. Yeah, these are instant noodles, you know, right? They're different kinds. These are vermicelli, the transparent fine noodle. There are some yellow noodle. What kind of noodle, okay? Depends on what you like. Grab a few package for, you know, some day when you feel like just watch TV and want to dress up for dinner. And just have some cold like this, lazy deli. See, they have all kind of different noodles and all kind of soup base already made, you know? you will eat this after a couple of minutes. You know, just put it in a bowl, pour hot water on it, and then you can enjoy it right away. Make sure they're vegan, and make sure they are the noodles that you like. Not all the instant noodles are to your liking. So if you want to try it, you buy one packet first, try it. If you like it, then buy more. But don't eat this every day, okay? Now and again for fun is fine, because they're not all very fresh and nutritious. But they taste very good. See, get your hair and place in a bowl. Open this condiment packet and pour it on top. Nobody likes to cook every day, so it's okay that you're lazy, huh? Join the club. Sometimes there are two or three packets of condiments, so you put it all in together. Like that. If you want some fresh vegetable in that you already washed left over from yesterday, it's fine. If not, yeah, okay, just like this. See, the water is boiled. I'm going to just pour it on top of the noodle. Just cover it, you know. You read in the package how much. But normally, just equally, when the water is almost cover the noodle, it's fine. But sometimes the noodle floats, so you have to check. If it's a little bit plain, you add a few drops of Maggi or soy sauce, then it will taste very, very good anyway. You just cover it and leave it aside. In, you know, depends on the noodles. You look on the packet. Sometimes they say 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, okay? Just leave it there and eat it when it's ready. Meanwhile, we prepare something else. It's a lazy day for us, so we're not going to make a lot of fuss and official stuff. If you have some olive, any kind, just put some on your plate, as much as you want to eat. Another kind of olive for color, just put it on your plate, like that. And if you have some sweet, small young gherkin, you also put it on there. You don't have to cut it even. Just put it on when we have variety. Now, if you also have sun-dried tomato in a jar or in a package, you can also add on to it. These are very good. Just sun-dried tomato in olive oil and a little herb. Very, very nice, very tasty, and you know, appetizing. Lazy day doesn't mean not tasty food. Good, good, good food, people. If you want some mustard for your sausage, why not just put a dash onto this? And then you're going to dip your sausage in it. Actually, this is all we need, you know. But if you like some, you know, it's a lazy day, we don't want to even do much. So here we have some avocado if you want it, okay? Everything in one plate. Just shell it, cut it, put it in there. No worries, if you're too lazy to cut the avocado, who cares? You know? Just put the half of the avocado in it and use your own knife, you know, from the mouth. Yeah, then we'll be fine. Okay, looks good now. Just like that. See, if you don't want to make any more trouble, and you just cut the sausage and put it together on top there as well. See, this sausage, they covered it with plastic, so of course we peel it, eh? Just peel the sausage, very simple. Like this, okay? And just put it in there. We don't even bother to cut it into small pieces. If you want, you can. If you don't want, just let it be, chew it, bite it, and it will be just fine. It's the two different sauces I leave here. Good. And we have some of this vegan chicken-like slice, okay? We can just roll it. You separate them one by one, like this, and roll it. Or not roll it. Put it there. We put everything on a plate, and it will look a little bit squeezy. But you know, we're lazy today. We don't want to wash dishes too many. Yeah? And then, these things are simple, so don't have to wash too much anyway. Like that. So easy just to rinse even under hot water, and then it'll be done. And no need a washing machine. I hardly use ever washing machine. We use hand wash. Simple, easy. In India, when I was running around the ashrams, I used to do dishes. So I just put them all in the soapy water in one sink and clean water in another sink. And I just soak all the dirty dishes. I clean up the residue first, now. Clear it off from the plate first. And then I put them in the soapy water sink. And then I just wash them from one sink and I put it to the other sink. Because the ashram always has a lot of people, you know that. And there are mountains of dishes, so you can't just stay there and do sissy-sassy stuff. You gotta think fast and do it like group-wise. Just like in group yogis, group people who come for group meditation, I also do group dishes. Okay, now we chop. Adding a few pieces of vegan cheese, and then we are fine. Very simple, actually, to live vegan life. This cheese, they mix with walnut. Can you imagine? And it's delicious, delicious. Okay, just arrange them together. So wonderful. Yep. There we have it. See that? How nice it look and how appetizing. That's your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever you want it to be. So simple, see? You see, because you eat it with bread, so maybe you feel too dry, then just the instant noodle is just perfect. It's important, even in a lazy day, you don't leave these things outside, like the cheese and the vegan salami and vegan protein slice, they imitate a duck or chicken slice. You see? Slice. So you have to put it immediately in the fridge. Like this, no matter how long you stay on the TV, on your favorite program, these won't go bad. Meanwhile, you see? Because room temperature sometimes is also can be hot. And these things, you want it to keep fresh. So don't be too lazy, okay? This will take only a second to put everything in the fridge, okay? Of course, we also prepare some fruit, huh? You know already what it is, right? Mango. And don't make too much trouble cutting nothing. Unless you want to, huh? Okay. All you do is just cut like this if you want, and then just break it as you eat, okay? See? Already sliced into small pieces like this. If you like it that way, then you can do many other things, of course. Yeah, I show you already how. Now, sometimes you go into Asian market or in your supermarket nowadays because the transportation convenient, they brought all kind of fruit for you. Okay, this is one of those. It tastes like guanabana. Okay? Yeah. All you do is just cut it and eat it. Either use a spoon to scoop it or cut into small pieces, your pie size, and then, you know, peel it off a little bit like this and leave it there. Don't eat the seed inside, huh? This seed, the black seed, you remove it before you eat or during your enjoyment. It's very easy to remove it, actually. Okay, leave it like that. More to come. Well, this fruit you already know what. You want to put some in there now? You know the dragon? No? Okay. We don't. Oh, we have some special today. It looks like a pepper. Hmm. We try, eh? Okay. Sometimes you go and see some exotic fruits and you don't know what they are, but they could be very good for your health. So you can ask the seller what it is and how to eat it. All right? This one we cut into small pieces, or just 2 halves, or a quarter. Yeah. It looked like passion fruit. It could be passion fruit. It is passion fruit. This you can scoop it with a spoon, and if it's too sour, you squeeze a few drop of fruity syrup. Okay. This also passion fruit. Can you imagine? It's been dry, yeah? Dry and old. We try, see if we can crack it. Yeah, we can. It's not as hard as it looks. We cut it into 2 halves and then we spoon it to eat. Full of vitamin fruit, you know? Wow, look at that. It's not too bad. It just looks tough outside, tough and dry, but inside it's all moist and fruity, juicy. We put it next to the young one. This old one and young one can live together in harmony. Wow, all this fruit will bring you enough daily dose of vitamin. You no need to take synthetic vitamin even. Yeah. But do take vitamin, you know, it won't harm you. Just don't overdose anything. Well, this is summer season. We put him in a few strawberry. I don't think it hurt anybody. The fruit will always do us good. So I will put in some strawberry. Also, it's nice looking, nice looking. Yeah. Okay, we have everything we want in a matter of minutes. Actually, we don't have to cook every day. We can eat always fresh fruits and vegetables. But some people like cooked food, and okay, why not, as long as they're vegetarian, okay? We also make kiwi in it. That's for the sake of multi-color, multivitamin, multi-nutrition. Why not? I don't see why not, do you? That is wonderful what we all have here. My goodness. We don't ever need to touch any animals. Just leave them in peace because we have so much food to eat. Okay? Because I will show you. After we eat all this, Lazy Deli, I'm going to take you shopping. Okay? So we make it quick so that we can have time to shop. And I show you how much we can have being a vegan. There's no need to ever kill to preserve our life. On the contrary, if we kill the animals to preserve our life, we will not have it. It will result in a lot of sickness, trouble, sorrow, and anguish inside the soul, and sometimes manifested outward to the body, make you sick and ill, something like that. So better just be vegan, okay? Be vegan. Eat according to the scriptures. God said, I've made all the fruits, all the herbs, it's beautiful and tasty for you. We live according to what God wants, right? This is your fruit salad. Huh? How beautiful and nice and quick. Full of vitamin and goodness. You should eat a lot of fruit every day. It's do you good. See, the fruit that we don't use all, because maybe we're alone or just two people, or family small, you put it in the fridge, cover it with cling wrap, or put it in plastic bag or some container, and put it in the fridge right away to keep it fresh, especially the one that we already cut, okay? Hot. And you can eat it. Should eat it the same day or next day.
Thank you for being with us today for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us again next Sunday for part two. Up next is Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless your home with peace and harmony.
Freely download A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GOL.